Welcome to episode 20 of Conversations with Danny Weddle. I've pulled another interview out of the archives. It's one I recorded with former Mason County Lady Royals basketball coach Bob Hutchison in 2012. Hutch has to be on the list of legendary coaches in this sports-loving community. He's the winningest coach in the history of the Lady Royals basketball program. In 22 seasons, his teams won 405 games, 19 district championships, and 6 10th region championships, including the school's first in 1976, and 5 straight from 1983 through 1987. The 1982 and 1988 teams were region runners-up. That's right, the Lady Royals were in the region finals 7 straight years. The Lady Royals were region runners-up in 1977. He guided the 1976 and 1986 teams to the semifinals of the state tournament. Hutch was a member of Maysville High School's 1958 state championship team. He coached boys basketball at Lewisburg Elementary School and at the Mason County Middle School before becoming the Lady Royals head coach.
You played baseball and basketball at Maysville, right?
Yeah, I played baseball. I didn't play my senior year in basketball.
Okay. And were you on the state championship baseball team?
Yeah.
Okay. Coach Feldhouse was telling me the other day he played y'all in the region.
Yeah, he hit the longest home run I've ever seen hit in any baseball game.
You're kidding.
In major and everything else. 2 fields, and we had this field, had the outfield, that field, and the outfield, and he hit the wall at the first baseline on the other field.
Goodness.
I never saw such a ball hit like that.
And was that, was off Alan Smith, too?
Yeah, that's the last fastball he threw. You know, he had that Bruce Sutter's pitch where it'd come in like this and go, he had that pitch way before his time. And so all the through the rest of the game, they never touched him.
He said he had a double in that game, too. Was that before the home run, Coach Feldhouse?
That was before the home run.
Okay. What position did you play in the baseball
game? I played third base.
Third base, okay. As far as the girls' job, Miss Mahan did that first year. How'd you come about? I mean, did she step down, or I didn't remember?
I'm not sure. Mr. Fleece came out to see me. He was the assistant superintendent at that time, Mr. Strava's superintendent. Mm-hmm. And he came out to see me and asked me if I'd want to coach the girls next year. And I was either in line for the freshman boys or the girls. And I said, hell yes, I want coaching. I'd rather coach girls and boys.
Now, did you have your softball team at that time?
Yeah.
So you kind of...
No, I started it. It started at about the same time.
Okay. Because I thought maybe that might have led you into the...
Yeah, the girls wanted to play softball in the summer. So that's when I got the team up.
So you took the job over the freshman boys' job?
Yeah.
And then you went to state there right off the bat. I mean...
Yeah, we lost our first 2 games that year and then won something like 28, 29, 30 straight.
I went to the finals, but I don't remember that Bath County overtime game in the semifinals. I'm not sure if I was there or not. What do you remember about that game?
Nothing. I really don't.
Yeah.
But I thought it was Clark County, though.
I was thinking that was maybe in the first round.
No, we didn't play Clark in the first round.
Maybe I wrote it down wrong. But you beat Bracken in the finals.
Yeah, I beat Bracken. Bracken had a real good team that year.
Right. I mean, was it just hard work, you think, to win it that quick? Or?
Oh, those girls, they wanted to win. That's the darndest team you've ever seen. They lost out the year before, and Terry Brown was a basketball player. The rest of them were just hard workers. And they wanted to win. They'd done anything to win.
And of course, Mason County was so anxious to go to state, the boys hadn't been at that time. I remember it was a big deal for the girls to go.
Yeah. Well, they played pretty good in state, too, but we ran into a buzzsaw in the third game.
Yeah. Caldwell County, that game, you beat them in the first round.
Yeah.
And then I was at the Jenkins game, the double
overtime. We were way behind that game.
Yeah.
And I remember Terry Brown's mother, somebody came and she got there late and said, what's the score? And they said, they're down about 12, 14 points. She said, what quarter is it? She said, second. Oh, we're not worried about it then. They'll get it in the third quarter.
And then Butler, they've been playing ball for a while, haven't they?
Yeah. I made a coaching mistake in that game. I switched. I was going to play man-to-man because they never seen a man-to-man. And that's what I was on main defense anyway. And I switched to a 1-3-1 zone. And they got out way ahead of us. And then we went to man-to-man, and they couldn't do anything against it. I made a coaching mistake in that game.
Well, that happens. And then in 83, you started to run. You went 29-3 that year. And that kind of got that five in a row going. What do you remember about that bunch?
Oh, Lord. I don't know. They were... the other bunch wanted to win, but this bunch was fanatical about it. They would get to a game an hour, or want to get to all the way games an hour ahead of time and home games, and they'd turn up that box and they'd just have a big time in that locker room and get all psyched up for every ball game. It was weird, man. Never had to say anything to them. If they lost, I didn't dare go in the locker room. They'd throw in things. You know, it's just, I just stayed away from them when they lost.
And you beat Sheldon Clark. I think I read somewhere, Sheldon Clark was pretty big, weren't they?
Yeah, they were huge. The team we beat that was biggest was Ashland. They were about 6'3", 6'2", and 6'2", on the front line. And they shot 67% against us, but they only got 20 shots. Well, I think they had 36 turnovers or something like that.
And then there in 83, you played Clement Haskins and Warren Central. They were number one, weren't they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Haskins was pretty good. I put one of my shorter people on her, and I told her to kick her in the knee when she shot, or bite her in the knee when she shot.
She was good. Let's see, 84, you went 29-4 and lost to Oldham County in the first round.
Well, that's because we got there when the buzzer went off the play.
I did that game. Y'all went the wrong way on the interstate, didn't you?
Yeah, and I couldn't get him turned around. He said, it's against the law to cut across that median. I said, give me the wheel. I'll cut across. I can't do that. And he drove for 20 miles and 20 miles back, and that took about an hour on the bus. And they dressed on the bus and walked into the gym as the buzzer went off, started again. They got about 12, 16, 18 points behind the first quarter.
I was waiting on you to do the pregame. I thought, where in the world are they? And that was the year. I couldn't remember what year it was.
Yeah, that was the year.
Okay. Then in 85, 25-4, you beat Laurel County in that pressure cooker game.
Yeah, that was a good game. They were a good team. They probably were the best team in the tournament. But Michelle Swartz hit that one out of two foul shots. And you know that last heave that girl made? Grazed the front rim.
And you lost a game like that earlier in the year, didn't you, on the last second?
Yeah, to the girl down at Covington, shot it. Now, she didn't throw it. Mm-hmm. From the foul line at the other end, she shot it like this. And that was another, might have been number one team. And went in.
Was that the Holmes game? Or
no, it wasn't Holmes.
Highlands? Somebody.
Highlands. Highlands, that's who it was.
So when that shot went off, you probably had to be thinking about that, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I watched it all the way. Nobody else even watched it, but I watched it all the way, and it grazed that front rim, dead center.
Wow. And then the next round, you lost to Whitley County.
Yeah, they outplayed us. We couldn't press them. See, our whole game was pressing, you know, and taking the ball away from people. And we couldn't do it. They got it up the floor good.
And then, let's see, 86 was the Ashland game you talked about. And so they couldn't get off any shots, huh?
No, they shot 67%. But see, they were so big on the front line. The front line players were their stars. Anytime they got it, they scored. But they couldn't get it down the floor.
And then Cumberland in the second round.
We beat Cumberland, didn't we?
Yeah. Beat Cumberland.
And I think we lost to...
Franklin Simpson.
Franklin Simpson. Now, that was a lucky game by then. They hit shots from 30 feet, just throwing them up.
That's the game. Is that the game that Jackie got hurt early?
Yeah, yeah.
And then, let's see, 87, and in the regional, Shannon hits that shot at the end. And I read somewhere in the paper where you said they didn't run it like you drew it up, but she got the shot off anyway.
Yeah.
Because I think you played for the last shot and then took a timeout and drew something up.
Yeah.
And then she hit it.
Oh, I didn't mind Shannon ever shooting.
And then you lost that year. You lost to Christian County in the state tournament that year.
Yeah. I thought we were quite fortunate to get to the state tournament that year. I think Clark County was much better than us, and I think Bracken County was much better than us. Well, one or two of those schools were, but we edged them out.
Sometimes that happens.
Isn't that the year that Amy Flyhire was a senior?
I don't remember.
I think it was. No, that was way back earlier. That was when, that was the first time we went.
Yeah. And then in 88, you lost that heartbreaker to Clark County in a region final.
Yeah, I was a heartbreaker, okay. The funny thing about that game is, the referees never heard the buzzer. And Mindy, you know, Angie threw it up from half court, and Mindy got the rebound and put it up, and it bounced around on the rim. And the referee never heard the buzzer, never ready to count that basket.
But it fell off.
It fell off. Mm. Well, I'll tell you another one that got us. We had, we played, when we beat Lord County that second game,
mm-hmm.
They shot a ball, we shot the ball, we were 3 points down, and Shannon went up and had a tip, you know, caught it and tipped, mm-hmm. threw it up, and got knocked 3 feet out of bounds. The referees had left the court.
Really?
Yeah, she got fouled, and the ball was in.
What game is that?
The one after the team we played after...
Laurel County?
Laurel County.
Whitley County?
Whitley County.
So that would have won it or tied it? Or?
Well, she made the foul shot. But the referees were nowhere to be seen. They'd gone. And, I mean, she went up and caught it, and a girl just crashed into her, and they both went to the floor, and she got it up. But they'd left.
Did she make the shot, or she got fouled?
I can't even remember. All I know is I was looking around for them like this.
And no call.
And nobody was there.
Mm. Mm-mm. So, I mean, that five in a row, that's pretty
I tell you what, winning's contagious, and losing's contagious. But I didn't have to do much, just turn them loose.
What about having Leon there with you, y'all?
Oh, he helped. Well, he was the scout, and he told me everything. He was the best. I bet he scouted for the boys, too. And I think Alan told you the same thing. He brought back everything they did. Mm-hmm. And he coached the B team, and he calmed me down. That's unbelievable, but he'd get me calmed down.
And then you kind of had a down period. Then you came back up there in the 90s. I mean, it's just a...
Yeah, well, it just run...
Goes in cycles.
Ways. You're a good coach if you have good players, and you're a bad coach if you have right. bad players. But 90s teams were pretty good, but they never did get to the state.
It's hard to get there. People don't realize it. I think,
you
know, you get spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, the boys are a little spoiled now, and I mean, some of these people think they ought to go every year, and that just didn't happen.
No, it didn't happen. I promise you that.
I told Kelly Wells one time, they don't sell region titles out of Walmart.
Yeah.
You got to go get them.
One of the best teams I ever had only won 5 games. One of the hardest playing teams I ever had, and that was after Terry Brown and them, you know, after we went to the state tournament there, and they graduated, and I had nothing but freshmen and sophomores left. That bunch played 10, played 7 of the top 10 teams in the state, and never got beat over 3 points.
Wow.
They couldn't beat anybody, but nobody could run away with them. And they played Paris. Paris won it that year. State tournament. They played Paris 3 times and got beat 2 points, 3 points, and 1 point.
Wow. So did you coach at Lewisburg right after college?
Yeah, right after college.
Okay. Anything else you can think of? Or won a lot of ball games during that run.
Yeah, won a few. Enjoyed every minute of it.
Yeah. Did you miss it when you got out?
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't even go to a ball game.
Yeah.
Go to a ball game now, and I wish I was back coaching.
Really? So do you go much now? Or?
Yeah.
I know you were there when I announced you all the other night.
Yeah.
Did you stick around for the game, or did you leave?
Yeah, I stick around for the game and sitting up there saying, God, I wish I was coaching again.
Do you coach while you're up there? Do you think going through your mind?
Yeah.
That's former Mason County Lady Royals basketball coach Bob Hutchison. Hutchison is a member of the Girls 10th Region Hall of Fame. Shannon Litton, Angie Garrett, and Mindy Sharp were the three players that were mentioned by first name only in that interview. And Leon Willett was the assistant coach that Hutch was talking about, calmed him down, and did the scouting. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Remember, you can get local sports updates by following me on Twitter @Danny E. Weddle and on my blog, courtsidewithdannyweddle.blogspot.com.